From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There are conflicting reports today about a clash between rival Shiite Muslim militias in Iraq. The incident in the town of Karbala left at least one person dead. U.S. officials in Baghdad say the fighting broke out after followers of a young radical cleric tried to take over a religious shrine. Today, that young cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr, spoke to reporters in the nearby town of Najaf. He talked about his plan to create his own cabinet to challenge the authority of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council. NPR's Guy Raz was in Najaf and has this report.
The shrine of Imam Hussein in Karbala is among the most revered sites in Shiite Islam. Imam Hussein was a grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, and thousands of Muslim pilgrims visit the shrine each year. It's supposed to be a place free from political intrigue, but overnight, politics and violence visited the shrine. Armed men, backers of a young religious firebrand, Muqtada al-Sadr, attempted to take over the administration of the shrine. A rival militia, one that backs Iraq's leading Islamic scholar, Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani, tried to stop Sadr's men. At this point, it's not clear who fired first, but according to U.S. officials in Baghdad, at least one person was left dead and 12 others injured. Today in Karbala, Bulgarian troops set up checkpoints around the town in an effort to keep the two sides apart. This afternoon, Muqtada al-Sadr refused to discuss the incident, but denied any simmering conflict with rival leader Ayatollah Sistani.
There are no disagreements between me and Sistani, just as there are no differences between Sunni and Shia. We are all brothers, all united.
In a rambling 90-minute talk to reporters in Najaf, the young cleric, with the facial blemishes of youthful skin, sat surrounded by menacing-looking guards in black. Sadr spoke of his plans to set up a government based on Islamic law. He also denounced Iraqis who work with the U.S.-led coalition forces, at one point calling them unbelievers.
Those who cooperate with the occupiers are not Shia. Those Shia who cooperate with the occupiers against other Shia are not Muslims.
Sadr's reference to Shia who work with the coalition was unmistakable. He meant those who follow Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani. Sistani is regarded as a relative moderate, but he's tended to stay out of the politics of post-Saddam Iraq, whereas the 30-year-old Muqtada al-Sadr has emerged as something of a thorn in the side of both the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council and the occupation authorities. Sadr's office in Baghdad has been surrounded by U.S. forces on at least one occasion, and his newly created militia is now under the watchful gaze of U.S. authorities. Today in Najaf, Sadr insisted that coalition forces begin planning for their departure.
I strongly advise the occupiers to set a time when they will leave. In the meantime, they should stop attacking and killing our people and give full authority to Iraqis.
Sadr only entered the spotlight after the U.S. invasion. His father, Muhammad Sadiq al-Sadr, a revered religious scholar, was gunned down by agents of Saddam Hussein in 1999. The movement he led, and now led by the son Muqtada, is thought to have ties to Iran. When asked about it, the young Sadr simply said, "We receive support from inside and outside Iraq."
Iran was a good friend to the people of Iraq long before those unbelievers, the Ba'athists, came to power. We will bring back this good friendship.
It's too soon to tell whether Sadr's attempt to launch a grassroots movement will succeed. He claims that some members of the U.S.-appointed Governing Council have privately pledged their support to him. For their part, U.S. officials are reluctant to comment publicly on the man, for fear that it'll simply embolden him and his movement. Guy Raz, NPR News, in Najaf.